It's time to hack the movies with Tony and Newt and Crystal.
Hey guys, are you excited to talk about Black Widow?
Woo.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. You know, I've been collecting all my thoughts, and I can't wait to talk about Black Widow with you guys. And all three things are recording, and we're not going to talk for 20-something minutes and then realize Newt's mic isn't working and restart.
To be fair, some people might have liked that more.
Yeah, so welcome to take two.
Yeah, let's
The Black Widow review was going very well.
Let's replicate that magic.
Yeah. Speaking of Black Widow, Crystal, what a great Black Widow outfit,
because
she wears white in the new movie, and it's definitely not a
NASA.
Yeah.
Oh, because in the movie, Black Widow goes to NASA.
No, she goes to space. Kind of.
No, she doesn't go to space.
She goes in the upper atmosphere.
Yeah, and okay, guys. Our costume budget took a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So when we said you guys could send us copies of Dark Knight Rises and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and Swamp Zombies 2, mm-hmm. we would mail them back to you. I thought we'd get 10 at the most, and we've gotten a lot. So you guys need to start putting return shipping in there because we're running out of money pretty fast.
We weren't able to afford a
Black Widow costume.
So we gave her Tony's NASA suit, so...
Yes.
It's only a little big.
Little big.
And it's never been washed, so good luck with that.
You didn't tell me that. Yeah.
Anyway.
God damn it.
So here we are talking about Black Widow, the latest Marvel movie.
Again.
And what did we say last time?
I don't remember.
I like the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They know when to course correct when they start to get stagnant. The first time they did it was with Incredible Hulk right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right after Iron Man. They're like, we can't do another one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Then after they did Avengers, they did Thor the Dark World, where it's like, all right,
that didn't work.
No.
I don't think we should do another alien invasion right after the last alien invasion.
Yeah.
And then, so they pretty much know when to change things up. Avengers Age of Ultron, they realize people just want one story.
Yeah.
Not
20.
Not one story plus 16 origins to future movies.
I think Marvel, for me, I like the darkness of DC a lot. Marvel, to me, is just like a happy-go-lucky, fun family movie.
Which is fine.
It's just not my favorite type, but it's definitely different than Black Widow. Black Widow definitely has a different tone than enjoyed.
This feels tonally like Winter Soldier Civil War,
which
where it's a little bit more serious.
Mixed with a Jason Bourne movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Marvel movies are McDonald's, man. They're just, they, you know,
Burger King.
Oh, Burger King, right? Because it exists in that universe.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So does Hardee's, though.
Yeah.
You ever been to a Hardee's?
I've never been to a Hardee's.
Justin and I went to a, we were guests at a anime convention or something in, I don't even know, somewhere in America.
Yeah.
And we went to a Hardee's and I was like, oh, let's see what this is all about. Because Hardee's did Ghostbusters 2 merchandise when the movie came out. And Hardee's wasn't very good, and that's why I hate Ghostbusters too.
That's why
it all comes full circle.
Is there anywhere else we can go to hear your thoughts on Ghostbusters 2?
I think there's a video somewhere.
Could you not eat when we're on camera, you asshole?
If anybody would like some goldfish crackers,
I'm gonna unplug your mic.
No, then we have to start all over again.
So anyway, I really like Marvel. Lately, they've realized, hey, let's tell smaller scale stories.
Which you have to after Endgame.
Yeah. There's
nowhere to go.
Maybe in like another 10 years they can try to do a universe.
Bring in Galactus. That would be a worthy threat.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, even Galactus isn't even that big of a threat as Thanos is.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanos is probably
like in the original comic. Thanos just kind of throws Galactus away during the Infinity
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
Is there anyone bigger than Thanos?
Probably the
your mom.
Living Tribunal. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's always someone bigger. They just make someone bigger. Stan Lee was technically God in that universe.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, he's not in this one. I think they ran out of cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
Stanley.
So yeah, the director of this is Kate Shortland. Kate Shortland. And I went on a whole rant about this. We recorded it the first time. Kate Shortland, she wrote The Slap, the UK version of The Slap,
mm-hmm.
which was starring Melissa George,
yeah.
which was remade in 2015, also starring Melissa George. And all I know about that show is a commercial I saw for the American version. So it's about a group of friends hanging out at a barbecue. One of their kids gets a little uppity, and some guy who's not his father comes over and just slaps him to discipline him. And then it, because of that, all their inner secrets and betrayals that they've been hiding from each other start to come up through a series of fights they have over the kid getting slapped. And I laughed for a good 20 minutes when I saw Zachary Quinto slap a kid in the preview.
When adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
Should have done the Vulcan nerve pinch.
He should have done the Vulcan nerve
so
pinch.
You, and as you said in the previous version that we recorded that we can't use because Tony messed it up, that he laughed for 20 minutes about the commercial, but it didn't impress him enough to watch the show.
Yeah,
so I've never seen anything this director's written or directed.
But hasn't really done anything.
Black Widow.
Besides this.
I mean, she definitely did stuff that I heard of. I just haven't watched them personally.
But the writer of this, which we actually didn't mention before, is Eric Pearson, who wrote Thor Ragnarok, Agent Carter, Godzilla vs. Kong.
Mm.
So the writer has done multiple things.
Yeah, and this movie, not only did it come out late because of COVID, and not only did they greenlight it after they killed off the character.
Yeah.
We were talking about how like this should have came out like way before Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Well, David Hayter he wrote the script and was set to direct it in 2004, but Lionsgate still had the character rights, so couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what kind of movie it would have been
in
2004.
Would have been like the Elektra movie, probably.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my god.
But yeah, no, this
Terrence
movie,
Stamp is stick in that one.
If this movie had come out before Captain Marvel, like there'd be a lot less angry internet nerds. Because this movie's really good.
Yeah.
And like if Captain Marvel came out after this, it would have been like, all right, well that one sucks, but the other one was okay. It's kinda like Incredible Hulk kinda sucked, but everyone liked Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they went with Captain Marvel first instead of this was so stupid. Because
I said to Crystal earlier last week, I was like, I don't really feel like watching this movie. I'm kind of done with Marvel now. I haven't watched any of the shows. I said, why don't you do it with Tony? But then we came in today and we watched it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it's not a woke movie. It's not it's not Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah.
But F is for female is how Fandango felt the need to market it when everyone knows.
No.
F is for family,
yes.
As Dom said.
I can't. That's why I really didn't want to watch this because I thought it was going to be a very forced female movie.
Yeah,
Black Widow to me and all the other Avenger movies.
Well, after that Endgame scene, I can see how you thought that after the goddamn Endgame scene,
where everyone,
all the females, like, ooh.
Giant battlefield, like. Size of a planet, and all the women just so happen to be in the same place at the same time.
To help Spider-Man.
Stop forcing it. So that's what I thought this was going
to
be.
Could somebody like digitally redo that scene, but have like digitally add a kitchen to the background, and that's what.
Fucking name your head into the counter.
Twitter
so
at Still Newt Wallen. You can send all your complaints about that joke there. Anyway.
They were protecting
the
kitchen.
I think you're just mad because you don't even know how to cook or boil water.
Did you see the Wendy's thing that happened a few months back?
No.
What?
Oh, no.
Wendy's was trying to encourage... I think it was a British Wendy's Twitter account. They were trying to encourage like more female chefs in the workplace.
Oh, no.
What do you think their Twitter said?
Oh, no.
Women belong in the kitchen.
No.
That's
real? No.
And I think they did it on purpose to get people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put all their feminist stuff in the subsequent tweets. But people only saw that first. And they're like, what the fuck?
I want to have for Hack the Movies hashtag women be shopping. And it's a good thing. It's like women here, in film and stuff, but we do it completely
wrong.
Women
be shopping. Yeah. Anyway.
Shopping for new costumes?
Yeah, exactly.
We couldn't afford a costume. I had to send out 16 copies of Dark Knight Rises.
They're like, well, we don't have a Black Widow costume.
So
we
have this.
We got
a space suit. You went to go get something from your car, and I was like, welcome back, Space Girl. Like, that Simpsons episode.
So, I'm glad Black Widow finally has her own movie, and we get a little bit of an origin. Mm-hmm. I was talking to you during the movie, because you had so many questions, you forgot about Black Widow.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to you, there was a former... I think he's still involved with Marvel. Yeah, shove those right in your fat fucking face, you asshole. Anyway, do it right on the mic. Right on the mic. We're an ASMR.
ASMR, yes! Mm-hmm.
All right, back up from the mic. Anyway, so Ike Perlmutter was a producer at like Marvel or Disney or whatever, and he like didn't want a Black Widow movie. He didn't want a Black Panther movie, which is why I think they had to like shoehorn her backstory in like conversations in the Avengers movie. I think that's why Black Panther maybe wasn't even going to get his own movie, but he was going to show up in Civil War. So they started shoehorning stuff in Age of Ultron, and then they shoehorned him in the...
I was just trying to remember all the little bits and pieces that they put into the other movies. Like, I know she said some things during Iron Man 2 and stuff like that. I'm trying to also remember where she was after Civil War.
Yeah.
Because this happens after Civil War. I'm trying to figure out, okay... I know everything that someone, now let me try and remember backwards, but not forward. It's a weird middle.
I didn't remember she had short blonde hair at any point.
Infinity War. Yeah.
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 So I was trying to remember all that. And then I'm also trying to remember her backstory with Hawkeye. And I'm just like, okay, I remember his, I know he, she got out, cut. Like, I'm just trying to put it together.
This movie was supposed to come out like 2 years ago. And as we kept saying, I keep forgetting this movie even existed until we watched it.
Yeah.
But when people are like, hey, when's, people on Twitter are like, hey, at Marvel Studios, when's Black Widow dropping? And they kept kept sending the code. If you watch Infinity Wars, of the moment that she dies in the movie, that timestamp. And I was like, that's pretty smart.
Wow.
But yeah, let's get into the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts off with baby Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Playing young Natasha.
Who I
hold on, Newt's dying.
You said you hope I choke, and I am choking now, so.
Hurry up and drink alcohol.
No, this isn't alcohol.
Okay. So baby Mila Jovovich begins the movie as young Natasha.
I thought the younger one was Natasha because I didn't even realize, because.
Yeah. The thing is, like, fine actress, I guess. I don't really have an opinion. But she looks so much like both her parents.
Yeah.
She looks like Paul W.S. Anderson and Mila Jovovich just in a fly type teleporter.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm like, this was a terrible choice because they look nothing like Scarlett Johansson and they look too much like another actress that I know very well from other things. It's driving me. It's kind of like another recent bad casting? Jessica Chastain is the older girl in the It sequel.
Oh, yeah.
She looks nothing like the younger actress.
No.
Jessica Chastain, I like Jessica Chastain.
Beautiful.
But she has more of like a kind of like, not in a bad way, but like very sharp, like skeletal features on her face. And the younger actress didn't. And that's not just something you grow into.
That girl played the younger version of Amy Adams in Sharp Objects, the HBO Max series.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. Yeah. I heard it was really good.
It was all right. It went for Southern Gothic and it kind of loses itself.
Oh, really?
Because they marketed it sort of like the first season of True Detective and it was not that at all.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So baby Mila Jovovich is there and I'm like, That's not Scarlett.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I mean,
and
she
they're
does
trying
a good
to
job.
Blend
she
in
does.
With Americans because they're Russian sleeper agents, basically.
Yeah. And yet she meets her little sister.
Yeah.
And they're looking at fireflies together, and then Rachel Weisz comes out. Check out our Mummy review. And she's like the mom.
Yeah.
And then David Harbour comes home, and he's like the dad. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they're all secret agents.
Yeah.
And I like how he's just like, I got the thing we needed from that lab. We're out of here.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, because it turns out they're Russian.
Yeah.
And they have to escape the authorities.
I said they were Russian. I was like, do you mean the country or like the action? Yeah.
It was funnier the first time
we
did
it. It was definitely funnier the first time.
It was funnier the first time we did it.
What if we just sat here quietly for the next 20 minutes and then you just added the audio that did work, you know?
So anyway. I like when they're driving away. They drive past all the product placement.
Yep.
Burger King, Hardee's.
Hardee's.
And we talked about Burger King the first
time.
Oh,
okay, yeah. So I'll repeat this story again. The funny thing is that Iron Man is like, I want an American cheeseburger. When he expects, they give him Burger King. And it's a product placement in the movie.
Yeah.
When Robert Downey Jr. was like hardcore into drugs, he ate a Burger King burger and realized he needed help. And that's how he got clean because of how gross Burger King was. So I just think it's funny that it's in, you know.
Yeah. And I talked about how there's a deleted scene.
We were driving by a church the other day, and they had a Samuel Clemens quote on their thing. And I was like, he was an atheist. Like, are we?
Anyway,
Mark Twain's real name was Samuel Clemens. Yeah. I know. I was saying it to you. You read
You're very smart.
She reads far more than me. She bought like 10
Stephen King books. What, 13 Stephen King books, and then a couple other books as well at VHS Fest.
I never learned how to read.
VHS Fest?
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing you said about VHS Fest.
Thanks
so,
for coming out to VHS Fest. If you came out to VHS Fest, it was nice meeting all of you.
Yeah.
So you like Stephen King books?
I do.
I only read like two of them. He uses too much N-word for me, but if that's your thing, that's fine. So let's get back to Black Widow.
Oh my God!
He means Newt.
So they're on the run. Mm-hmm. They play Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
Yes, on a cassette tape. Which is 1995, which is my favorite song from elementary school.
Yes.
And we mentioned it.
In an upcoming episode.
Because
someone made a joke about it in the movie we watched, and the person we did the episode with didn't realize how dark of a joke it was.
Yeah, dark.
Yes.
I like the good.
You know the Weird Al version of the song about Phantom Menace? It's pretty good.
How much you get paid for that piece of shit?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they get to like a little plane and they're on the run from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which doesn't make sense because they weren't called S.H.I.E.L.D.
yet. You're too late to that criticism. Other people have beaten you to it. Like Agent Carter called it S.H.I.E.L.D. And yes, in Iron Man, they're like, we're still working on the name. And you have the idea that it's like a new thing, but then it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Anyway, we find out David Harbour is a super soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then in the previous version, I mentioned like it was a big deal when Captain America was the only super soldier. Mm-hmm. And no one could replicate it, which is how you got the Hulk and Abomination.
Yeah.
But now in this universe, it's like, okay, the Russians had their own. And then there was the Winter Soldier and then the other Winter mm-hmm. Soldiers. And then the Falcon and Winter Soldier show says that there was an older guy.
That's in the comic. Yeah. That's from Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, okay, well, Captain America is starting to seem like less of a big deal now.
When I first heard about that Truth book, I was like, that's super fucked up. But it also kind of works with our terrible American history, you know.
Well, there we go. Newt.
No, like,
oh yeah, okay. You're running for office, Newt. Okay, we get it.
I can't even run to the bathroom here. What are you talking about?
So Newt will be at the next DNC. You can say hi to him there. He's gonna have a merch table.
Oh, I thought you told me DNR.
Anyway,
do not resuscitate.
They're able to escape, and I like that David Harbour's hanging on the wing of the plane the whole time. They meet Ray Winstone, who's the head of this Red Room organization, and they send the girls back to the Red Room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's that part where, like, Natasha was gonna, like, kill all of them. And
I liked that.
They're like, you gotta relax. They take the mom away, he fucks off, and then we get the opening title sequence.
Yes.
Which is a cliche now.
I enjoyed it, because I think it set the tone.
Yeah.
No,
I wasn't thinking the way you were thinking.
Everything that happened in the montage I liked.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they took a Nirvana song, it made it slow and dreary and...
I think it worked for the movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking every other movie trailer does this.
Well, it wasn't a trailer.
Or any movie, whatever. We talked about the one
that kind of kickstarted the trend. Actually, now that I think about it, Last House on the Left might have done it first.
Their trailer did
Sweet Child of Mine, but slow.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad cover, but then like Social Network did Creep by
Radiohead,
and then Terminator Genesis did one of them, Ghost of the Shell did that all.
Well, that was a real song, though. That was the real version of
it. Oh, that was?
Yeah.
I thought they slowed that version down.
They slowed it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Aeronauts. They did a video called Every Hollywood Trailer, and they did all the cliches, but they did Spin Me Right Round as the slow ending
song. That's really cool.
Like Dead or Alive, right? Huh? And it's not Right Round like Ground Round.
Not Right Round like Ground Round, baby. No. Right Round.
I
don't understand how you know so many weird references and lyrics to songs, but other songs you can't get right to say your life.
I think my brain is broken.
It is broken.
Like a Ground Round. Anyway. Yeah.
From eating at Ground Round.
So,
do you remember Ground Round?
What?
Do you remember the restaurant Ground Round?
No.
We talked about it in that episode.
Yeah, we talked about it in Twister. Yeah. Anyway, before the montage, the little girl has a My Little Pony toy.
Mm-hmm.
And famous internet pervert / the biggest fan of cuties let me know on his Twitter, Vito, check out Vito if you want to be on the list.
You want the government knowing what you're doing.
He tweeted that she had the wrong My Little Pony. That is a current modern My Little Pony, not one that would have been there in the 90s. And he knows that because he knows a lot about children's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And he also knew Wonder Woman 84 that they had the wrong video, the wrong arcade cabinets mm-hmm. for the time, because he knows a lot about video games because they're for video games are for children, yeah. right? And so it's weird that he knows that, but he felt
about
the need
the,
to
about
he
the
felt
My
the
Little
need
Pony.
To let the internet know that he knew it was the wrong My Little Pony when he could have just said fucking nothing because it didn't matter.
Hashtag not my My Little Pony.
Hashtag yeah. not my My Little Pony.
You guys are horrible.
Say at Vito. Uh-huh. I agree.
Yeah.
Hashtag not my My Little Pony. but yeah, so after the intro, which is really good.
Really good, yeah.
Really
we
cool.
we see how they like faked family pictures mm. and
fake
stuff.
Family photos. You see the way they're trained, but they also do a lot of ballet. It's
yeah.
I love the it's, fact that they showed a lot of old school Christmas cartoons mm-hmm. because they're those are what I remember. I love them every year. I yeah. rewatch
they're
them.
They're like,
because
they're probably public domain ones.
They are.
Yeah, probably.
They are public domain, and they're fantastic.
Not mm. that, I mean, I'm sure Disney could get them if they really wanted.
But it was. Yeah.
They
nice,
got James Bond later in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it's a nice bit of visual storytelling, though. Mm. Because
it is.
It's filling in a lot of the gaps of what you're going to need later on. But done, because Marvel movies usually don't have opening title sequences.
No, so you're supposed to, like, some kind of like union rule, mm. director's guild or something. You're supposed to have two, like a beginning sequence and then mm. the actual credit. You're supposed
yeah.
to have two credit sequences.
Yes.
And movies get around that. A lot of the Marvel movies get around it by putting the opening credit sequence at the end. So you get two credit sequences
or in
at
an
the
action
end.
Scene because you have like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has it with that fight with the big Lovecraft monster.
Oh yeah, even in the first one. Yeah. Some of them do have it, mm-hmm. but then some of them just
oh yeah,
save
the first
them.
One is to come and get your love.
Yeah, yeah. but some hey. Of them save it for the end. Oh, not that's not just Marvel too. Yeah. A lot of movies do that.
But I miss the art of the cool opening title sequence.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even Army of the Dead didn't love the movie. Great opening title
oh,
sequence.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
You know, he did Watchmen as well. One of my favorites is the remake of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo set to Immigrant Song by yeah. Karen O.
Still haven't seen
that
it.
That was a really good
The Shrek opening. 3 song?
Yes.
I only call it the Shrek
yeah.
3 song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so afterwards we find out Thunderbolt Ross. Yeah. Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah.
Not Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderballs.
Jaws.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderballs.
We have Thunderball over
yeah.
there somewhere.
Yeah.
Thunderball Ross. He's still on the hunt. For the Avengers, who...
This takes place post-Civil War.
Post-Civil War. And I like this whole fake-out. It's been done to death, but unlike... It's an older cliche,
mm-hmm.
so it checks out.
Yeah.
yeah, so he's like, all right, we got her. She's in this location, and you see her in the bathroom, and they kick the door open, and oh, turns out she was on a boat really far away.
It reminded me a little bit... Yeah, it's been done a million times, but it was cut like the Silence of the Lambs one.
Yes.
Where they're in the wrong place. I was like, oh, it was very
we have
well
a review
done.
For
that. Yeah.
We have a review for Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. She's like in Norway,
mm-hmm.
and we cut to her sister, Florence Pugh.
Pew pew.
Who is in Morocco.
Yes.
Yes.
She's there to assassinate someone who mm-hmm. I think is a former widow.
Yeah.
She kills her, but the
oh,
widow
her,
like
her husband died?
Huh?
Her husband
oh,
died?
Yes, yes. It was very sad.
All of them apparently had husbands as they yeah. were babies.
Yeah.
Depends
that's,
on what part of the country
I guess
you're
how
in.
That happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, she throws red mist on her mm-hmm. and it like chemically gets rid of the brainwash. Like whatever they use to control
yeah.
them is removed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh no, I killed my friend. And then she rips out her chip and she's like, I'm a good guy now and escapes. Then
yeah.
we see Natasha is living in an RV and there's mm-hmm. some guy.
Yes.
He's kind
Mason.
Of like, yeah, he's kind of like her Q almost.
Yeah, but he's like friend-zoned, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally friend-zoned.
Yeah, like.
I think he's cute and he has a nice British accent.
Yeah, it seemed
like
they were into each other, but she's still holding out. She's like, I need that big green Hulk to come back.
I wanted to do a skit back in the day where Crystal played Black Widow and I was Bruce Banner and things are about to happen and then it cuts to outside the room and I just run out covered in blood. I'm like, it happened again. Don't make me mad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
It's angry.
Oh, is it?
How the fuck do you not know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
So he, yeah, you're right. He's like her cue. He gives her like a generator,
yeah.
but then like it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, oh, we forgot to mention. Taskmaster's in this.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, avert and kind
you,
of.
Well, Taskmaster, and you know.
The character Taskmaster
you said
is
before,
in this movie.
You said before that with Marvel movies, You know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. And I knew we were getting a guy named Tony from the Bronx when they showed Taskmaster.
I thought they were getting
And
Jenny,
I'm like,
Jenny
as an Antonio myself, that's an Antonio if I ever saw one. I couldn't relate to. I couldn't wait to see what actor they got to play him later in the movie because it was a mystery. And I'm like, well, it's got to be someone very important and very Italian. I hope it's Antonio Banderas. Because he was going to be in that X-Men movie,
yeah,
and then they cut it out.
He's supposed to be Mr. Sinister, right?
Mr. Sinister, and then I think they redid it as one of the other characters' dads, and then they didn't either.
I want to do Tony from the Block now. I want...
Tony from the Block?
Like, he used to have a little, now he's got a lot.
Yeah. So I was very excited to see Taskmaster. So Taskmaster
is... I'm just thinking
is...
about Tony, like, twerking as kind of like a J-Lo kind of look.
Could we get you to wear that outfit she wore to the Oscars the one year, like that green
yes.
one?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
So
Taskmaster, if you know from the comics, he can imitate
Any
the moves
style.
Of his enemies, and he's used to train other mercenaries on how to take down like superheroes and stuff.
Yeah. And he fights other Avengers and then runs away and then fights Avengers and runs away.
And in the beginning of this, he's watching Black Panther fighting Hawkeye, learning all their moves, and they send him out.
He's just watching Civil War on Blu-ray.
He's just watching Civil War. Oh, no, on Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney
Plus. He has a Disney Plus account.
So this movie takes place in 2015.
Oh, you're right.
So he wouldn't have it. Blu-ray was out then.
Yeah, Blu-ray was out in 2016.
We talked about yesterday at the convention. I have
just ask if Blu-ray was out in 2016.
I'm trying to look back at things. Yeah,
we have Blu-rays from before 2016 somewhere.
Tony, it wasn't that long ago.
Tony, I'm very old and very tired.
Your brain is going bad. Cold. Anyway,
because I want more goldfish crackers, but I choked on one of them.
So they sent Taskmaster out to get the vial, which Florence
Yelena.
Florence Pugh. From Midsummer.
Yeah. Not hereditary.
She sent the vials to Natasha. Natasha has them. So Taskmaster attacks Natasha on a bridge.
It reminded me of sort of like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, where he's like, you brought the book back to me. I sent it to you for a reason so it wouldn't fall into their hands, you know? Yeah.
So Taskmaster is very... it was weird how it had to be activated by a USB. Like, they just put a USB in the back of the helmet and
it was a little
activated.
Weird. Again, that's not what I'm used to with Taskmaster, but at least I was comfortable knowing that it was a cool guy named Tony
underneath
that mask.
Super cool guy under that mask.
So Taskmaster's fighting her. And
so when they input that thing, is anywhere in, like, a VR headset and he can, like, see it that way?
I don't know. He did have, like, one of those holographic things like Iron Man did.
Yeah.
But I like the fight scene. I think we talked, like, the fight scenes in this feel like Winter Soldier and Civil War, where they're a little more gritty
hand-to-hand. People get thrown into stuff, and it feels
What did you
say? No 360.
No 360 camera angles, which I'm fine with. And Zack Snyder's fine with. And Newt thinks everything Zack Snyder does is great, so he's not allowed to complain.
I didn't like the Age of Ultron when he tried to do that thing where all the Super Justice League stop and then go again.
Newt.
And I didn't like 80% of Army of the Dead.
Newt, it's cool.
I almost watched the Guardians of Ga'ul a couple nights ago.
Oh, are we going to do Army of Thieves, the prequel?
Yeah, you sent me the link to that.
He's not directing it, but they're already shooting it.
I thought it was supposed to be animated, I said to you. I didn't know that it was going to be live action.
No, I think there's also an animated prequel coming out and a series.
Man, they are putting all their fucking chips in.
I think they would have tried a little harder in the first movie. Anyway, or they tried too hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the fight scene's pretty good. She gets away with the vials, though. She does, like, the little switch where she leaves the box but takes them with her.
This movie has so many switches.
Yes. And then she goes to Budapest.
Budapest. Don't say Budapest.
Yes. Budapest. Reunites with her sister, and they have another hand-to-hand gritty fight scene.
Which is fantastic.
Budapest.
I really love
Budapest. Joe Budapest.
Oh, my God. I really like the fight. I really do. It was...
Remember when Joe Pesci rapped?
Oh, yes, I did. Anyway, we're trying to talk about Black Widow, God damn it. We're Marvel shills now.
Oh, that's right.
We love Black Widow. I like the fight scene with them because, and like you said in the previous version, every fight like kind of has a meaning.
Yeah.
There's a purpose to every fight.
It's
not just
forced. It's not.
Yeah.
The action set pieces actually move the story along and feel organic instead of just being like, well, we haven't had a fight scene in 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Again, like I said in the other one we shot, Black Widow is this great Machiavellian story. And then
Black Panther.
Black Panther. What did I say?
You said Black Widow.
Black Widow. Oh.
Yeah.
Black Panther has this great Machiavellian story, and you're invested in the characters, and then you have a CGI car chase fight scene.
Yeah.
Or you have the fight scene that takes place in the bar from Skyfall for some reason. And I'm just like, why? Just don't you trust your audience enough to let them enjoy a story, you know?
Yeah. But this one is that they don't trust each other because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know if one's still brainwashed. Mm-hmm. And then they have a little truce, and I like how Natasha didn't know that, they do a Hawkeye reference. They show,
what kind of bullets are those? Those aren't bullets, those are arrows.
I like how Black Widow had no idea the Red Room still existed, and she's like, no, I killed the guy in charge. Like, did you confirm the kill? And she's like, I didn't.
There's nobody left.
Yeah, and then we find out there was a daughter, but before that, more widows show up.
Yeah.
So there's a fun chase scene on the rooftops. Mm-hmm. Black Widow falls and hits every single piece of metal on the way down. And instead of quitting being Batman for 8 years, she just gets up.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, I hit that railing, but I'm fine.
Yeah, because apparently she's a superhuman.
But her body does like the thing when the dude hits the propeller in Titanic. It kind of whips over itself.
No concussion, no broken bones.
No, there are no concussions in this universe. Because, like, by the way, her Jeep, when Taskmaster attacked her, hit her with a rocket.
Yeah.
There have been shrapnels, but that's been since the first Iron Man movie. Concussions don't exist in this universe.
Yeah, no. But I think we should do a test and throw Newt off the roof and see if he gets a concussion.
Yeah, maybe we're overreacting. Maybe it's more accurate than you think. Newt, we're going to throw you off the roof.
Yeah,
we're going to see how you do.
I hope I die. Oh, not because of this movie. Just every day I say, I hope I die.
Well, we're going to test it out. We're going to go to the roof. Don't worry. I'll tape down your hair.
Yes.
Because that toupee. You don't want that toupee.
No, you don't want my toupee to go anywhere. Apparently I wear a toupee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think if I was going to get a hairpiece, I would choose not to look like this?
I hope so.
You know, like, I think about it sometimes when people say things and I was like, if it was a choice, I would look better than I do.
Why would you pick a toupee that shows you're clearly receding? Yeah. That's a weird choice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of a shitty toupee.
Well, it's what I can afford working at Hack the Movies Video.
Oh, right, because we keep mailing copies of Transformers 2. He can't get a better toupee, and she can't get a Black Widow outfit.
Ryan came and took my pompadour and said, pompadours are for closers. Like,
so remember, to include return shipping in all packages, unless you already mailed it, that's fine.
We can't have another Boss Baby episode that we're going to continue to cut the funding, so...
Newt needs a better toupee. Yeah. Okay? He hasn't gone on a date in a long time.
I need a three-pay.
So where were we? Oh, yeah. The bad guy makes the widow kill herself. Not the Black Widow,
her
the other one.
Her fucking leg is all twisted
the
other way.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like she had an actual injury from falling.
And she didn't want to die.
She's like, I don't want to do this. And it's like,
The Ray Winston.
Weinstone.
Weinstone?
I think it's Weinstone.
The guy from Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
That movie sucks.
Yes, it did.
Anyway, so he makes her do it. Oh, and then Taskmaster shows up in a little tank.
And just starts fucking shit up. It was awesome. We're watching the movie and the action scene's happening. And this tank comes out of nowhere and I'm sitting next to Tony and he's like, oh shit. Like, and then just Taskmaster has no regard for human life and is just smashing cars that are going down the thing, you know. Knocks them down the steps in their van or Jeep. Into the subway, and they just get out because
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
One of them is bleeding, and I they use a blood trail to like trick him like to go into the sewer when they're in the roof of the subway, the whatever it is. And another reference to Hawkeye. There are reasons they're building up to Hawkeye other than he's getting his own show.
What was that movie called? Was it Hunting of a Sacred Deer?
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
And in the trailer, it was all about following the blood trail to the deer and stuff. That was fucked up.
I've never even heard of it.
Check it out.
Oh.
But yeah, so they're hiding up there. And she's like, yeah, we hid here for like 2 weeks.
And they're playing tic-tac-toe up there.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Justice League Unlimited episode, why Batman knows all the words to that song. Because he was on stakeout protecting... like Ricky Martin, I think they were making a thing from the Penguin, so he knows all the words to this like song, and it's one of my favorite episodes. There was Cersei, I think
turns Wonder Woman into a pig. Yeah,
Wonder Woman
a
pig.
That's a good one.
And she goes, "I'll turn her back, but I want something that you've worked very hard to guard, and you know you'll never show anybody." And basically, he has to sing "Am I Blue," which is this old crooner song, in front of everybody, and it makes like Wonder Woman cry and stuff. I love that episode.
That's a great
episode. It has Zatanna in it, and Zatanna is one of my favorite
Wannabes
characters.
Wannabes is in it. Who's your spirit animal? Because you like to make, you like to take two things and combine them.
I was thinking about getting a Wannabes tattoo.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after that whole thing, whatchamacallit, her sister makes fun of Black Widow's pose.
It. This thing that you do when you whip your hair when you're fighting with the arm and the hair and you do like a fighting pose.
I love it.
She says, you're
like,
a total poser.
She
does
back?
The whole thing. She's like, you threw your hair back. And she's like, you're doing it like people are watching you. Like that whole thing. And she's like, you're a total poser.
And she's like, well, I'm trying to be like more heroic to make up for my past. And I like how she's like, we're both trained killers, but you know, little girls don't look up to me. So there's some resentment there.
But I like this movie. I didn't mean to cut you off again. There's a lot of pithy banter in Marvel movies that pisses me off because as much as like Guardians of the Galaxy is funny, the fact that all of those people fucking died and then Dance Off Bro happened, like, that kind of undercuts the severity of the situation.
I really wanted the ending of that movie to be him dancing and then Ronin, like, didn't know what dance was.
Yeah.
And he's so moved by it that he finds, like, a reason to, like, love.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what is this dancing? I never knew how to express myself.
If that,
I'm like, that would have been a great ending, and instead they shot him with a laser.
If that went sideways and the Guardians of the Galaxy were killed, would it become, like, a galactic version of fucking, Footloose? Like, dance is no longer welcome in that solar system, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Footloose remake? Do you know there was a Footloose remake?
I didn't know
that. From the guy who made Hustle and Flow.
I'm good. I don't
I saw the trailer because I was in that play.
Yeah.
I did the...
did plays?
Yeah, in grade school.
I had no idea.
I got in trouble for this one. Holy shit. You know Christopher Penn's character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He played Willard. I was Willard in the play. They spent like a month teaching me how to do a dance for the Let's Hear It for the Boy song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the night of, I just did whatever the fuck I wanted. I didn't do their dance at all. So they screamed at me. And then I think I took my shirt off during my song number. And I went to a Catholic school and the teachers yelled at my mom. They're like, the priests were very upset. And this was when certain news stories were breaking. And my mom's like, I'm sure they're fine.
They're very upset.
So yeah, but
in the
play,
yeah.
And I think the movie, they race tractors, and then I saw the preview for the remake, and they're racing school buses, and I'm like, what?
What?
And then I didn't see the movie, because who gives a fuck?
But I fucking loved Black Snake Moan that he made. I think that's my
That's a good one.
I think that's all my favorite of all of
That's a good
movies.
One. I have that movie.
They're very self-aware in this movie, which I really like, because Yelena also says the god in space doesn't need to take ibuprofen after a fight.
Oh,
I love that line.
That's right. They mention it's like, why didn't they come for them? And it's like, well, you had the Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, if the Red Room
like,
made it after you, we'd be a little fucked.
Yeah, if the Red Room kills you, then fucking the Hulk is going to show up. And we don't need that kind of heat on
us. We don't need that kind of heat.
Which I think is a good way to explain away why they didn't get more involved, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like, they sit down, they're, like, talking about their past. Mm-hmm. And so Natasha was, like, psychologically manipulated.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, groomed. Much like I groom your toupee.
Yes.
And then the other one, Florence, later in life, they discovered this new way to control them, which is that chemical reaction, which the antidote can, like, remove. And she's like, I had no control over anything. And I was, like, conscious for most of it, and I just haven't been able to make any decisions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide they're going to go kill that guy.
Yeah.
But take down the Red Room.
Her sister made up like a backstory for her. Like,
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, you're a science teacher in Ohio.
But I like that she has a vest.
Yes.
And it's the first thing that she ever bought herself.
Yeah.
And this is like this run. And again, that's what I said about pithy banter. It can get so old so fast. But
what's her name? She has great lines throughout this entire
Florence
movie.
Florence Pugh, Florence and the Pugh Machine. She's like talking about how great it is with all the
so many pockets.
Yeah, and
so
I was like, in any other time, something like that could be handled very poorly. But the two, everyone in this movie has very good chemistry with each other, and it makes some of that stuff not as annoying.
She has this great attitude that I think fits this character so goddamn well.
Yeah. She's not overly,
she has this great balance. Mm-hmm.
What you call it? Deadpool 2 kind of beat them to the pouch.
Yeah.
Joke.
Yep.
I did love when Cable, he's like, has the pouches. He's like, I have lip balm in my utility.
And he's like,
it's like, do you have everything in
there? He's like, please never talk about your wife like that while sexually applying lip gloss or whatever, or lip balm or whatever what it was.
But I love that, like, these, because they all, in the comics, like, what's his face?
Rob Liefeld.
He just liked to draw pouches, but I like how, like, in universe, like, oh no, I keep my lip balm.
Created a character called the Pouch.
That's right.
Yeah, who's all made of pouches.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing also with that, I was able to relate to that just being a female, because you know how many times girls just don't have pockets, and if we get a dress that has pockets, we tell the entire world, like, oh, I like your dress. It has pockets! Like, well, it is so exciting.
Why do women keep buying stuff without pockets?
Because they don't make clothes with pockets!
Yeah, because women kept buying stuff without pockets!
Yeah, and they're like, fucking idiots.
Stop buying the stuff that don't have pockets!
You know, like,
oh, they make
shorts underneath, and
they make stuff with pockets. You probably just don't think they look nice enough.
Michael, it didn't have pockets. No, it was a European cut, like, from The Office.
Oh, yeah, when he wears
it. Pockets are also super tiny. There's nothing you can fit.
Have you ever heard of the French tuck?
Then stop, look harder,
I'm gonna just wear cargo pants from now on.
Hey, it's 2021. Pockets. You don't have to adhere to gender roles. Buy men's pants. Yeah. Men's pockets and stuff. That's fine.
I wear men's pants.
Yeah, I wear men's pants all the time.
Mm-hmm. You wear baby cap pants.
Justin doesn't wear men's pants.
No,
he doesn't wear pants.
Justin wears shorts everywhere.
He wears basketball shorts. I've never seen him jump or handle a basketball.
I assume that Justin is the best free throw shooter ever.
We don't know. It remains to be seen.
Yeah, he's like fucking John Stockton.
So anyway, yeah, I do like that scene. There's a lot of character development in this, which is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just witty banter on the way to the next action
scene.
No, it really shows that it's a lot of character development where I think it works.
If this movie came out before her sacrifice in Infinity War, this movie would have so much more weight to it.
It would have been nice to get one movie where she's not just a tag along.
And actually can fight.
Because I've always liked the character. Yeah. I've always liked Scarlett as her. I really liked her. And I wanted her.
Daredevil's my favorite Marvel character, and she was a big part of that. Especially when Matt moved to like San Francisco at one point, and then she's a big part of like the Kevin Smith run and stuff like that.
My little cousin, it's her favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah, because she was also a redhead, so of course. But yeah, for years, she's like, why can't she have her own movie? Why don't they make toys of her?
Yeah.
It's like,
can't she just be a little bit more bad? I just feel like in all the Marvel movies, she's just the weakest Avenger.
Yeah, but also, she's like the character, like, girls actually like.
Mm-hmm.
Not like when you... Not when you go to like a Target and you see Rose Tico from Last Jedi toys on clearance or Captain Marvel stuff on clearance. Like, girls actually like Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she also came out first.
Like, yeah.
You don't see many.
I think Captain Marvel, this version, may predate her, but I have to look in. I don't know.
Like the Miss Marvel character.
Yeah.
We were just talking about movies, though.
Yeah.
She was in those movies
first.
Yeah.
But Captain Marvel was also. It forced the
100%.
Female where, I'm sorry, personally, if you're forcing a female character as girl power, I am now not like I'm just not liking the character.
That's why I hated, like we talked about before, I hated the scene where they all meet on the battlefield in Endgame and it's like, oh, this giant planet-sized war and we all just so happen to be in the same spot. And then you have something like The Boys season 2 where they turn that whole girls make things happen thing
and it's
just them coming together being violent, fucking awesome warrior women and just destroying that Nazi chick.
I love that.
But anyway,
yeah,
they have to find the Red Room. Mm-hmm. She thinks she knows who knows where it is.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend guy gives them a helicopter because he didn't have time to get a jet. And I like that he's like, hey, the Secretary of Defense is on my ass because of you guys. You need to relax. But they go to a Soviet-style prison where their dad, Red Guardian, is.
Yep.
Yes.
And he's doing hand wrestling?
Arm wrestling. Hand wrestling. What the hell is hand wrestling?
It's like a pin your hand.
Have
you ever seen the movie? Tony, turn your hat around because that means we're serious.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
I love Over the Top.
Me too.
the arm wrestling movie. Why the fuck did I just say hand wrestling?
Like, that's not even, like, you got thumb wrestling, you got arm wrestling. How do you hand
That's like wrestle? That's like you spin me right round, baby, like a ground round. That was embarrassing. Anyway.
I know a lot of things about a lot of things, and I like sometimes that, so, I misspeak.
So I like that he's been in prison for years. Mm-hmm. And he's getting himself tattooed on his back.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's telling stories, and I like that he's just making up that he met Captain America.
And fought him, yeah.
And then one prisoner calls him on his bullshit. He's like
what year was this? He's like, I don't know, 83, 84. He's like, Captain America was still frozen in ice at that point. And he fucking breaks the dude's arm, and it's just hanging there. Looks like a soccer injury, you know?
But they break him out by sending him a little toy of himself, mm-hmm. the Red Guardian toy, yeah. which is just, I like that it's the 1940s Captain America mm-hmm. suit, just yes. repainted.
Yeah.
So yeah, they, you know, it's kind of like in Ghost Protocol,
yeah.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, where Simon Pegg is like opening all the prison mm-hmm. things to let him out. They mm-hmm. basically do yeah. that scene. Yeah. But this one is a super soldier, so almost as powerful as Tom Cruise.
Yes.
He's just genetically enhanced super soldier. He's not Tom Cruise level.
No, he doesn't have the power of Zeno.
No.
No.
No, Zeno's the bad guy in that, right?
Anyway,
they get into a big fight before we get sued.
Yeah.
There's a big fight, and this whole prison escape is great.
Mm-hmm. It is. So they have yeah. the earpiece. So the toy had a little earpiece in it.
Yeah.
So they're in the helicopter. Now they're able to communicate with him, and he's shocked at this. And he's yeah. trying to, they say, don't make a scene. And
he just lets everyone out. Great.
And you can just tell from this scene on what kind of character
yeah.
he is.
Yep.
He's just a fucking idiot, and he does it so damn well.
Yep.
It's just the mom, the girl, all, everyone that is in this mm. family mm-hmm. is just awesome. And yep. then he's just the idiot.
He's kind of the best
great.
Part of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite part of this movie. I like that he's gotten really fat while he's in jail.
Yeah, and we yeah. were talking about, like, oh my so gosh. If it is the same serum, which mm-hmm. is probably not.
Yeah.
The serum that Captain America had, he explains in the first movie that his metabolism is super high, so he's not even able to get drunk. So yeah. it's like, how much does he have to eat? How much is he eating in prison?
While in prison.
Or I thought yeah. about it. He probably is like, oh, I'm super strong. I don't need to work out. He's just slowly getting more out of shape over time because yeah. he just isn't keeping up with it.
That's what happened
with me.
That's yeah. what happened?
I got overconfident. No, my metabolism used to be really high in high school. I was 135 pounds, and I was like, it'll last forever.
No.
And then I started dating women Nothing. And drinking alcohol. And
Were like, you not dating women before?
Oh, in high school? No. Girls didn't talk to me.
I think he totally missed what we were going for there, but that's fine.
I got like so sidetracked. I was like, wait
yeah,
a minute.
I know, yeah.
I got it. I got what we're going right, for. Yeah. But
I was like,
no.
I'm on the wrestling team. I'm stick thin. I'll be fine. Anyway, so the...
And you're younger than me, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I've had a rough life.
We both have had rough lives.
Women ruined your life.
Oh, wait. You cheated. You had cancer. That probably made you pretty thin, you cheater.
Yeah, I guess it did.
But it's been a while.
Been a while.
You were in
that
your,
song
your
keeps
early...
getting mentioned on this show.
You had cancer when you were in your early 20s.
2004, 5, 6, yeah.
Well, if I had yeah, it, I probably like would have 20... been a little thinner in my early 20s.
But you're still thin at 22, 23. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I got like, I looked like one of those kids that like Sally Struthers wants you to send money so they can give them bags of flour.
The biggest
yeah, but
mistake,
it's been how many years since?
The biggest mistake was when I lived at Temple University. In between a liquor store and a Chinese food place, and that was you just get into a loop.
Holy
there.
Shit! They
so
should
what?
Have sent you to heaven on
I'm
that.
I'm like, oh man, I'm eating so much. I need to get drunk. Oh, I'm drunk. Oh, I need to eat some Chinese food, and it just happened over.
So
and
was
over.
It college or girls that?
I was both.
mine's just sadness.
So the helicopter scene is pretty yeah. cool. Black Widow, like. She does her hero pose, mm-hmm. and her sister calls her out on
yes.
it. But I like how they're being hit with, like, a torrent or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. the sister just blows up a watchtower.
Which
and we're
then
like,
triggers an avalanche.
Yeah.
And that avalanche was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
yeah, so they rescue him. And I like how he's, like, upset that they, like, she
like
joined
ignored.
The West.
Yeah.
In their crusade and stuff, and how they don't appreciate
it. And I like that he's, like, telling them all these things, but they can't hear him because they have the headsets on.
I think they were able to hear
Later him. On, they dropped yeah. that, but before...
No, because she just hits him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I took it as they can hear him, but he's an idiot.
Oh, okay. I just thought they couldn't hear him. So
and
that's
I like
why
when he says, are you on your time of the month? And they're like, no, we don't have reproductive organs. Yeah. They take them all out.
And she just goes into it like, no, literally, we don't have uteruses. Yeah. We have nothing
and
down
then he's
there.
Like, okay, stop. And she's like, good, I was about to get into fallopian tubes.
It was funny.
Which means Black Widow's hormones must be out of whack, so she has to shave all the time.
It would actually affect everyone differently, though.
I guess so.
It would.
I've known people who've had that, and they're like, Mom, I have to shave now.
I know quite a few girls that have ovarian cancer, and they've actually had to have them either tied or taken out, a lot of things. And yeah, no, I wouldn't, you know.
It sucks.
Yeah.
At least you don't have kids. Unless you wanted them.
And apparently animals are not your children, if you ask Tony.
Hey, animals are not children. They should not be regarded as people.
I love my fur babies, my feathered babies, my scaled babies. Like, they're my babies. I prefer animals over humans.
I don't love anything.
You don't love your cat?
She's all right.
We know your cat's just propaganda.
Why does everyone say that about Raid Shadow Legends the cat? It's not just a prop for social media clout.
Yeah, that's what Justin said. He goes, he doesn't like his cat. It's a clout thing. I was like, yeah, you're right.
It's a what?
It's a clout thing.
Is that like
it's also
to
supposed to be.
Clout
it's also supposed
time.
To be pest control. But the one day he was too fucking fat. The mouse crawled underneath the dresser. He couldn't fit all the way under the dresser because he's so fucking fat.
Why are you feeding your cat so much?
It wasn't us. He's 3 years old. He's been spoiled by the previous owners. We're putting him on a fucking diet.
Who's the
dude? He was 20-something pounds. He's down to like 17.
Who's the dude who's in all the Adam Sandler movies? He was also on Reno 911. He was the roller skating guy.
He was also in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, he's...
Tom Lennon.
Is that? No, it wasn't Tom Lennon. It's the other guy. No.
Oh, no. Nick Swartzen, yes.
When he took his cat to the vet because his cat had unbelievable diarrhea, and the vet was like, what have you been feeding your cat? And he goes, I don't know, diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
So, I do like when he's trying to catch up with him. He's like, so did the Captain America ever, like, talk about me?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't think he knows you exist.
We have to go here to St. Petersburg. And she's like, I don't think we're going to make it. And he's like, we'll make it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next shot is this perfect comedy shot of just a fucking helicopter falling out of the sky.
That's a pretty good cut. He's all like, why don't you guys appreciate me? I made you guys the best killers ever. Mm-hmm. And
he's like to the sisters, like, you were the best child assassin ever. But yeah, he's like, does Captain America ever talk about me? And he's like, I like to believe that we're locked in this geopolitical Mortal Kombat, you know?
It's like, no, you never, ever mentioned
He me. Doesn't know you exist.
Yeah.
So Rachel Weisz is working with pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the world's biggest sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like three times her body size.
Yeah. It looks like she's struggling to, like, carry it. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, they reunite. They're having dinner together. I like he gets in the Red Guardian outfit, but he, like, barely fits.
Oh, you just hear him grunting in the bathroom.
Yeah, they have the three, Rachel Weisz, the Pew Pew girl, and Black Widow, and they're sitting at the table, and they're listening.
I like how you say Black Widow, and that's the only character name you say.
I don't know the other one's names.
Yolanda
and
was it Melina?
Melina, yes. Yeah.
Melina.
Like the girl from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, yep. So they hear him straining to put the costume on in the other room. This whole scene, though, where they're like, we weren't a real family, they do feel like a family. And the entire time, the Pew girl is just drinking vodka because her parents are arguing and all this kind of stuff. And I thought that was like...
I felt bad for her because she was like the youngest. She's like, I don't know. It felt like a real family to me.
Yeah.
And they're all like, he was like, oh, it was so boring living with these stupid kids.
Yeah, but I thought that whole scene, the conversation with it was very organic feeling and it really worked. You know?
It worked really well.
They're all great actors, actually. Yeah, they did great. I love how they're like, she starts screaming, though, like, stop slouching.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm not slouching. We weren't a real family at all. Stop slouching. Come on, put your shoulders back.
So I like that Rachel Weisz lets her know, like, oh, by the way, your mom didn't just throw you out to be trash.
Yeah.
Like, your real mom, like, she actually, you were given as, like, payment for something, but then she tried to retrieve you, and she died, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and right before that conversation, though, at dinner, Melinda says about what she actually was working
on. She's, like, in charge of, like, that whole control thing. Mm-hmm.
She demonstrates
by choking a pig.
So what Melinda was working on was how to get rid of someone's ability to have free will.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, yeah. We figured out in Ohio the lab was S.H.I.E.L.D., but it was when Hydra was in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
So it was Hydra, because Hydra was always trying to get rid of people's free will.
Was that led by Gary Shandling?
I don't know.
Remember in Iron Man 2, Gary Shandling's a senator, and then he's connected to Hydra?
I think he was just a cog in the machine.
Yeah.
Poor Gary Shandling.
I know.
So Hydra's whole thing is like, we need to remove free will, because they mentioned this in Winter Soldier, so we won't have resistance to our cause. Yes. And they have this idea, this whole technology and this chemical thing that did it, and then they stole it. So their backup plan was, well, we're going to make 3 flying hovercrafts. We're just going to shoot a lot of people. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
And they're like, why don't we just do that as plan A? And they're like, no, don't worry about it. You know, like,
I'm like, how about we just, you know, we probably have some scientists who remember how to do some of it, right? I don't think just because they got rid of the one car.
Let's pause for 1 second.
You all right?
Yeah.
Are you peeing?
Where are you going? No, are you okay?
Is he throwing up?
Are you throwing up? Do I need a check on?
Something was happening. I noticed his energy was coming down a little bit.
I try not to pay attention to him.
So how you been, Crystal?
I've been okay. Spending, past few days with you at VHS Fest.
It was a fun time. VHS Fest was a lot of fun. I'm excited for people to see the Fred Olin Ray episode.
Oh my God, he was fantastic.
He was great. We had legendary filmmaker come out. I won't spoil what episode he's on. It's going to be a surprise.
He's your new father figure.
He's my new father figure, my best friend. I kept bringing up every movie of his that I loved, and he just coincidentally hated all of them. I'm like, hey, man, Bikini Airways really, really touched me. He's like, why? I think I mentioned it a third time. He's like, stop bringing that movie up. I'm like, but it was such an important movie to me.
But Fred also, like, I love Fred for just hating on you. It was fantastic.
He picked up that you guys were teasing. Yeah,
just teasing.
I did really fuck with him. I was like, hey, I just got my autograph from Linnea Quigley. It was really awesome meeting like a living film legend. And I just went, oh, hi, Fred.
It's like, what the fuck?
Welcome back, Newt.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's get back to Black Widow. I almost said Black Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, well, oh, that's not
I
the
think
title.
I feel like it's like the shiver movie.
So, they explained the pig thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom is like talking to Natasha.
It was kind of petrifying. What would happen, though? Like, thinking someone says stop breathing and you literally cannot and this is actually when Newt dies too.
Boom.
But that's petrifying when she just tells the pig stop breathing.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he had 11 seconds left
before it died. Yeah.
But I like that she kept the fake photo album.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you kept this? And she's like, I really wish these memories were real because they were all like staged.
Because when they leave, she reaches for it and they say leave it. And then she came back when they were kids.
But then she also tells her, like, by the way, I alerted the Red Room because she still works for them. And then we get a scene with like Florence. She's hearing Red Guardian's story about how his father peed on him to save him from frostbite.
He's like, my father went toilet on me.
And she does her whole thing. She's like, I thought you were like the greatest person in the world. Mm-hmm. And you just said I was a burden. And then they start singing together.
Mm-hmm. They sing Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
And then the Red Room comes. And I love when he gets hit with the one track. He's like, they'll need more. And it's just a million.
Just a whole bunch.
They think.
That was fantastic. He is such he's just a comic relief in this entire
thing.
He's
good though, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Yelena is looking all over the room, or all over the house.
Right, where everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then she sees Natasha just on the ground.
Pass out. And then
you turn around. Melina is in her full black outfit with black makeup on, like around her eyes.
With black makeup on.
Those are skin-tight outfits. It takes a long time for me to get into tight clothing.
Maybe that it's like really Spider-Man's quick. Outfit. In the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man puts on his outfit and it's baggy and he hits a button and it shrink wraps.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was underneath her outfit.
It was underneath her outfit.
No, because she was wearing
overalls.
Mechanics overalls.
But it still, I mean, it's really tight.
You guys are
overthinking. How much time? Because she said there's only a minute left, and later in the film you realize more is talked about in that 1 minute.
Well,
that's a lot of stuff to happen.
The Red Room, they hit some turbulence on the way there.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make more sense.
Now I'm looking at it like Marty McFly's jacket in Back to the Future 2. He pushes the thing in it. Yeah.
Then we find out that the Red Room has their own helicarrier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why no one can find it.
In the clouds, and it's hidden. Yeah. It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, Rachel Wise meets with Ray Winstone in his office.
Which is awesome. His office straight up looks like it's still the 80s, like it's still the Cold War there. We kept talking about the VHS tapes that were on his desk and stuff like that. But I do love that little touch of the elevator that she's in has wood paneling in it. Mm-hmm. And then you go up to his office and I was like, oh, it's a nice little piece of set design, you know?
Yeah.
And I like, he's like, how could this possibly, what is this thing that's wiping out my widows? Mm-hmm. And they're like, we got to figure out a way to counteract the antidote.
Yeah.
Cut out Florence Pugh's brain and figure out what went wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's part of his plan. Mm-hmm. And the other part of his plan is he wants to brainwash Black Widow with this stuff. So he can have an Avenger on the inside, even though she's currently running away from the Avengers.
Yeah.
But if she can get in with Captain America and lie and stuff. But then he figures out. He sees her eyes. He's like, oh, I know
people. A father knows his child's eyes. Yeah. And then you realize that it was Black Widow.
Yes. She has the hologram face thing from Winter Soldier, I think they used that in. Mm-hmm. And I think they brought it back for Falcon and Winter Soldier. Oh, okay. I think
I didn't see that.
The one girl uses it at some point.
Because he only saw the first few episodes of that. I never got finished.
Yeah. Red Guardian pours his heart out.
Oh.
To what he thinks is Natasha, but it's actually Emelina.
Oh, did you talk about how earlier then she called him the Crimson Dynamo?
Oh, right. So in Iron Man 2, it's not really... They combine the characters of Whiplash and Crimson Dynamo.
Yep.
They gave him Crimson Dynamo's like origin and backstory, but they gave him Whiplash's
weapon.
Whips.
Yeah.
There's a second Whiplash in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
He doesn't have cool... He just has like regular whips. But yeah, so that was a funny thing. He's like, it's not Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
Red Guardian. But yeah, I like when she's like talking to Florence. She's like, hey, we put a thing in you.
You have a blade in your side pocket. Use that. And she cuts herself free.
Like, why didn't you tell me this earlier?
And then Red Guardian's like, I'm so sorry for everything I did. And she's like, no, you don't have an earpiece.
Yeah, so he's just holding it like he does have one. It was pretty good.
So they flash back and they show like how they plan the whole heist without letting them know. She hesitates to kill Ray Winstone first because she wants to know about her real mom.
Yeah.
She's like, what happened to my real mom? And she's like, oh, she's buried under a tree and her name, it said unknown.
Yeah, buried under like a pink blossom tree or something like that.
Yeah.
What I want to know is...
At this point, did they reveal who?
No, not yet.
That's in this scene, though.
But it is in the scene. But what I want to know is she actually upset for real? Or is that her... Because she does that in another Avengers movie where she pretends to get upset
with Loki,
but that's fake because she's a really good actor as a secret agent. Mm-hmm.
It might be a little bit of both.
And I'm curious because my whole thing is there's been multiple times where the girls cry. And if you're in front of someone that you hate so much... For a female, it's like you never let them see you cry.
And that's
you
what
never
I
never let them see a weakness. So I want to think this
chicks who hated
her
me
playing
cry
it?
Their eyes out all the goddamn time.
So it pissed me off to see her getting upset, and I was like, please don't.
But
me
I was wondering
her.
If that was part of it too, because he even says thank you because he got to see that she's still human underneath. She's not as cold, and he gets off on. That it almost seems like.
But then she does do the whole thank you for your cooperation, which you said to Loki.
After, well, she's another RoboCop thing because she can't kill him because of what's built into her.
Right. So his pheromones trigger a residual bit of.
That was weird to me.
But it was interesting. I thought it was interesting.
It was definitely interesting, it's still like, I was like, really? Yeah,
it triggers like a reaction where they can't, she can't cause harm to him.
Yeah.
We find out a way around that, which is pretty clever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I think this is when he reveals Taskmaster, right?
Yes.
That cool guy Taskmaster.
Yeah, and what did that cool guy, Tony, what happened there?
Well, even though in the flashback, the daughter of the bad guy is clearly like 5, 6, like younger.
She's school girl age,
and Black Widow was like teens.
Yeah.
Taskmaster turns out to be played by Olga Kurylenko.
Which I asked you who that was when we saw it.
She's in Seven Psychopaths, Quantum of Solace, Hitman, a bunch of other movies.
She's 40?
She's 41. Right. Looks great for 41.
Oh,
I fucking.
Well, besides
I'm
face.
A fan of Olga Kurylenko. I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
But she is way older. Like, not way older, but like, what you call it? Scarlett Johansson's like 36, but if it's like that age doesn't work out. I mean, I guess you put the burn makeup on and have it in the suit.
But it still doesn't
really
work.
But yeah, so they changed Taskmaster.
Despite the fact that all the fight scenes, it was clearly a stuntman.
It was like we were talking about the movie Urban Legend that Jared Leto forgets he was in, where like, the spoiler, the killer is like Rebecca Gayhart, who killed a person in real life with distracted driving.
She used to be in the Noxzema ads where she's splashing water on her face.
Yes.
Was she actually? I did not.
Yeah, she was texting her driving or drinking her driving. Yeah. I think she killed a guy. I forget. She's responsible for someone's death. But in that movie, like, the killer is clearly like a big stuntman. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I've been the killer the whole time. Like, no, you haven't.
That's like the body types when they do the other switch. I'm like, I don't know. There's a pretty significant body difference between Scarlett Johansson and Rachel Weisz, you know?
Yeah. They made Taskmaster just a mindless...
Robot killing machine
like they did with Bane in 98. Did we mention that in this version already?
The
previous version.
I don't remember what we talked about anymore.
Yeah, so they made it like Bane in 98 or Deadpool in X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
It's weird because I don't really care. But like, it's weird because like the MCU was built off of like, hey, wow, like these characters actually look like the ones from the comics. Yeah. They resemble the comics. Abomination didn't. Mm-hmm. But like, he does.
Yeah.
And now they did the whole, like, the switch, but they've done it so much recently. Like, Loki, I think, turned a male character into a woman. Flag Smasher is now a woman. Captain Marvel, the original Mar-Vell.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
They made her a woman, even though they already had a female. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, were you doing it all the time now? And it's like, I would be more shocked if that did turn out to be a dude.
Yeah.
It made sense for the story.
It didn't need to be Taskmaster.
It didn't.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah, especially, it's a random character that they made into
it. It's a weirder issue now because I told you the new Avengers game, which sucks, they made him a big part of that game. And then the Spider-Man game, which was awesome, which millions of people played. A lot of people, that was probably their first experience, interaction to the character, Taskmaster. Like, they've been pushing him and all this stuff. And then it leads up to the movie, and they completely rewrite everything about him and then get rid of his personality and also make him
overprotective.
It was weird.
Yeah, you needed a character that's from the comics. Like,
What character could that have been, though, in your opinion? If you could change that character instead of Taskmaster, who would have been a good fit as a daughter revenge kind of person?
I don't really read comic books that much.
Oh, you know nothing about that.
They already did Lady Hydra in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, no, yeah. Agent Carter. Yeah. She was like in the 40s, but you could have done another one. Oh, no, Lady Hydra was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was a robot. Madam Mask was Agent Carter. There were enough people you could have gotten.
But do you think that there's a... Because you're talking about a lot of characters turning from male to female. This one does need to be obviously a female because it was the daughter that you saw.
Yeah.
And it's all...
No, story-wise, I'm fine with it. It's just weird that they picked that character for it.
But who else would it...
Well, it has to be Russian, too.
No. I don't know. I would
also
have to
read... But Taskmaster's not Russian. Taskmaster's from the Bronx.
From the Bronx!
Yeah, I know,
Tony. Oh, and they made her name Antonia.
That was funny.
I'm like, God damn it. Because they also did that... In Flag Smasher in the comics is Carl something, and the new one it's Carly.
Oh, yeah. Carly. iCarly.
iCarly, yes. So like I said, I don't really care.
No, I knew.
I knew. Shut up. I don't really care, but it's just a weird choice on their part. I don't think the movie needed it.
No.
No.
Like if it was any other character, like, I'm fine with it being a female character. It's just weird, especially after pushing this character and everything else. One of my favorite things is Ultimate Spider-Man, the cartoon, where Taskmaster pretends to be Peter Parker's gym teacher.
To get more information?
Yep. But, like, I'm used to him talking and being cocky and stuff. Yeah. I'm not used to him being quiet robot, man.
And having his cool skull mask. And,
It feels like Deadpool and Bane again, where it's like, why did you do this? Like, this...
And as underwritten as like Ghost and Ant-Man and the Wasp too, where it was just like, that character didn't need to be in there.
I didn't mind. Like, that's another character they changed.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't really bother me. At least it was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that character that well. So maybe that's why I wasn't too bothered by
it.
So she finds out she's all burnt and stuff. Because we forgot to mention, the reason she's like that is Black Widow went to kill him. She knew she was in there, and she let them strike it anyway as collateral damage, starring starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We did that. Watch that review.
So that's a whole sad story.
It just, this entire scene kind of has like random sad stories in it. Cause I really do like how he pulls all the girls up on the map.
Yeah.
And says, they were thrown out girls. They were trash and I recycled them.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
Are the men also brainwashed? We're going to get to that. I want to know about the men in this organization. Cause sure something happens in a few minutes where I'm like, wait, what?
Well, after the Fast and the Furious guys busted up that Russian or it was German. Mm. Oh, I was like, oh, all those guys went to go get new jobs. So they went to go work for Ray Winstone.
He shows her the network. And it's like, I control it with this. Mm. And you find out like she was looking for that. And he punched her in the face like three times.
Mm-hmm. She also, sent Taskmaster away at this point.
Yeah, you have to kill the other ones.
I think there's a few rats in the basement. Mm-hmm. Go take care of them.
And she's like, you just got rid of the one person who can save you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that he punched her three times square in the face.
I love that.
And then they flash back. They're like, yeah, there's a nerve here that if it gets damaged, it'll help you counteract the pheromones, but he didn't do a good enough job, so she headbutts the table.
Smashes the table,
and she's able to, like, counteract it.
Yes.
But a bunch of Black Widows come in.
Yeah.
And they do the action movie cliche of just not ganging up on her at once.
Nope, he goes, take care of her, make sure she suffers, and he just walks right on out.
Yeah, right. Like, but he's missing something. He's missing his ring that connects to the computer.
Nope.
What's a weaker everybody attack separately? Blade 2 or The Last Jedi? Where everyone waits until it's their turn to get beaten up?
I'd have to watch both again.
Yeah, remember, because Blade 2 had that scene that was like set to like calling all freaks. And it was like each guy comes at him one at a time. And you're like, what? Or how about, I don't know. Shooter.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You guys trained to, like, you guys, like, assassins and stuff, they're not meant for hand-to-hand. They're meant to, like, quick and get away.
You know how, like, Friday the 13th Part 3, what if instead of a goalie mask, Jason found Shelly's handgun, and it just... Starstruck. Every movie is 7 minutes long.
He does say to make her suffer, though. Yeah. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like that her sister saves her by shooting the antidote that screams over all of them. Because
at the end, they were going to make her... Like, they all took turns, like, basically punching her to death, what they're trying to do. Because they eventually do all gang up, pull her down, and then... Yeah.
But then she gets freed, and I like that...
I love that
They're
scene.
Like, what do we do now? They're like, just get out of here and free you do whatever you want.
Go as far as away from the space possible.
But I like disables all the control. Like, they still need the antidote all over the world, but no one will control them now. Mm-hmm.
And now
but
she
like,
knows
while that's happening, she's readjusting her nose.
Oh,
but she downloads all the other ones so she can find all the other ones around the world, too. Yeah. Yes.
So he gets on a plane. The other ones get on a plane because Rachel Wise couldn't disable the thing. So they're like, I blew it all up. We're on a controlled fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just walks by very casually. And
says everything's falling.
Which I thought was a really good...
But, like, her and Red Guardian, he fought Taskmaster for a little bit.
Yeah, got his ass kicked.
I think they get in a jet, and as they're flying away, the men who work for the Red Room are skydiving, shooting at them. I'm like, wow, what? They have to also be mind-controlled, right? Why else would they be doing this? Just get away.
They just really love the job that they have. They take pride in it.
And actually, while he was fighting them, they trick Taskmaster into the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And conveniently, Scarlett Johansson just falls in front of the
prison. Yeah.
And they do the whole, I know you're still in there cliche.
I'm going to let you out and you're going to want to fight me, but I know that you're
better than
that.
Which she already did to Hawkeye in the first Avengers and what Captain America did to Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that it wouldn't have worked. Taskmaster was going to kill her until an explosion separated them.
But she does it to the Hulk, too. She does that, like, calm down thing.
Oh, right,
But she just does feel so guilty because throughout the entire movie, she says about how guilty she is.
Yeah.
So I don't, even if, you know, Taskmaster doesn't show any kind of anything in there, she still feels as if she did something.
Yeah. And I like Florence Pugh kills Ray Winstone and everyone, but like the whole thing is she's like, this would be a cool way to die. This would be a cool way to die.
Throughout the entire movie.
And then she's like, don't do it. She's like, it'd be cool. And she's like, blows
she's like old man Bruce Wayne in Dark Knight Returns.
Yes.
Where he's like, this would be a good death, you know?
She just doesn't care. She knows she's going to die eventually. She just wants it to be cool.
She takes like that fighting stick thing they have and she's like, it's been fun, and just slams the thing in and blows it up.
But then, Black Widow saves her, by gives jumping, her a parachute.
And they're falling, and not, at no point do any of them hit any of the debris,
no.
get impaled.
No. Mr. Man of Steel fan, Lois Lane doesn't hit a goddamn thing while everything's being sucked up in the hole, except for her. She doesn't hit a truck or a piece of debris or anything.
All right, well, Lois Lane's not wearing earrings. How come all of their earrings stay on
I
so
said
perfectly?
That at the end. I was like, how have all of her earrings not been ripped out? How?
If this was a real girl fight, she would have been like, hey, hold my earrings.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't be wearing earrings. That hurt. Have none, you, neither of you have your ears pierced.
No. My penis is pierced. But,
oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, if I ripped that out, that would hurt. Getting your earring ripped out, even having a belly button ring, if that's jammed, that shit hurts. There's no way all their earrings would stay in.
I want to say something terrible right now, but I'm not going to.
Don't say anything.
Go ahead, keep going.
Anyway, so they land. She fights the Taskmaster and is able to hit her with the thing.
Yeah.
And I like that she's just like, okay, now she's like, is my dad dead? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
She doesn't really say that, but that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's pretty much happy. The widows come,
and
they're gonna like hang out with Florence Pugh,
yeah.
and Taskmaster and Melina now. And I didn't realize that Florence gives Black Widow the vest, and
that
it's the
wearing,
vest
yeah.
she wears
that
in the neck
cool.
in the
yeah.
Avenger
I
movies.
Like that.
I do like the Rachel Weisz is like, I'm pretty injured, like you know.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm pretty injured.
Yeah.
So that was a nice little ending. Her like boyfriend guy gets her a Quinjet, which is the one they use in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I liked. It's a nice, you know what it feels like? It feels like when you're reading an event comic.
Yeah, and it fills in the gaps.
And it fills in the gap, but it's not an annoying one. Where it's like, oh wait, when you're reading the main story, you're like, where'd this character come from? It's like, oh, you had to read in the several tie-ins. Like,
well, did you ever
I'm not
read,
buying all
did
of
Did you
those.
Ever read yes. Chasing Dogma?
No.
Kevin Smith wrote a graphic novel that takes place in the time between them leaving the mall with Suzanne, the orangutan,
yeah.
and them showing up in the diner in Dogma, or at the abortion clinic in
yeah.
Dogma,
mm-hmm.
and it just fills in that gap there
really?
Where they're going to go to Shermer, Illinois, but Shermer, Illinois doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then he took most of that comic and just made that Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Like, half of that comic is
yeah.
just that script, but just taken out all the in-between stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but yeah, like, there were annoying comics that did that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I stopped trying to get me to buy 10,000
yeah.
comics.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this does feel like a fun one, where it's
mm-hmm.
like, you don't need it.
Yeah.
But if you read it, I'm like, oh, that was fun. It tied into that. There's,
mm-hmm.
like I said, the origin of the vest wasn't annoying.
No.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's not like
vest.
Solo, where everything that you know about that character happened in 1 week.
Yeah.
And he's like Al Bundy, who talks about scoring 4 touchdowns in 1 game at Polk High.
Yeah.
He just keeps talking about it. That's Han Solo's whole thing is just, yeah, all these things happened in 1 week, you know, and that's my whole personality
yeah.
is built on
and
that.
And it gives them a reason to not be in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because they're going to replicate the antidote, hunt down all the
mm-hmm.
widows.
And then this her continuation of the story works with the post-credit scene as well.
It does.
Which is nice, yeah.
Yes, the
it's
post-credit sequence
yes.
is Natasha's grave.
And
which,
where, but also before that, when she gets the Quinjet, it kind of pans over and there's all the fireflies and there's a tree with pink blossoms on it as
well. Which might be
where
her mother
Where her mom was buried, yeah.
Yeah, so the post-credit sequence, Elena meets Elaine from Seinfeld.
Elena meets Elaine. Yeah.
So Julie Louis-Dreyfus, this was supposed to be the introduction to her character, but the movie took too long, so she ended up being in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And she's kind of setting up the Dark Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With U.S.
But unbeknownst to them. Yeah. Like, she recruits U.S. Agent in that show.
U.S. Agent. Who am I thinking of? Whatever. There's another. Nomad is the character I'm thinking of.
Nomad was Captain America's
I know
it character.
Was. Yeah,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
thinking about that.
No, U.S. Agent's the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then she recruits.
It's Kurt Russell's son.
Yes, Kurt yeah. Russell's son. She recruits Elena Florence. But like, she's like, oh, here's the person who killed your sister, and it's
mm-hmm.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's
I
pretty
do,
cool.
And we kept doing every time Elena and Black Widow, every time they would like call to each other, they would whistle.
Oh,
so
right.
So we just kept going like this.
Yeah, they did the whistle.
Like
we
in
did
Mac
the
and Me.
Mac and Me whistle.
Yeah.
but yeah, I had a really fun time with the movie.
Yeah, I didn't think I was
yeah.
going to.
It's not like it's not, calm down, internet. It's not super woke. And
no.
It's not. It really isn't.
I guess, the evil man had control over women and power. Like, I guess, but
I wasn't.
But I didn't, like, if that was what they were doing. Mm-hmm. it didn't like distract me.
No,
I was still invested in the story. Yeah. It wasn't like it didn't take me out of the movie.
It was more like underneath. It wasn't right in your face.
Yeah,
like,
it was subtle.
Was.
Subtext. Remember subtext?
Yeah.
That's exactly.
You're not allowed to have subtext anymore.
If that was a subtext, that was a great way to put it in.
As far as like the standalone movies that don't have to be wrapped up in all of the other stuff setting up all the other movies, I would definitely put this in the top ones. I think this is a nice standalone.
I
wish it came out before Captain Marvel. Yeah. We'd have a lot less angry geeks.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'd always have angry geeks.
They're gonna be mad about everything. Fucking gatekeepers. I've grown up my entire life reading comic books. I love this shit.
Some gatekeepers are needed because there's some people that want to go in communities and just change everything.
Okay, but people are getting mad about, like, nobody fucking cared about Taskmaster. Nobody cared. Really. Like, people get mad about shit, and I'm like, you didn't care about that.
Like I said, I didn't care. I just thought it was a weird choice because of everything else they were doing with the character. I'm like, why would they
do that? No, but I'm just
saying,
like, in general, like, people get mad about stuff just so they have something to be mad about. It's like, it's the line in the Goo Goo Dolls song, you bleed just to know you're alive kind of thing, you know?
We get it. You love City of Angels starring Nicolas Cage.
I do really like that. With Dennis Franz's ass. As we've said on many occasions, Nicolas Cage is my favorite actor of all time.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty great.
And you know what? I want his Ghost Rider to be canon. In the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, there was a Ghost Rider, but it's the new Ghost Rider with the sports car.
Yeah.
But they showed the flashback to a previous Ghost Rider on a motorcycle, giving him his powers, but it was the skull and everything.
I love
it. And in my heart of hearts, I want to think it's still Nicolas Cage.
I want it to be the Cosmic Ghost Rider when it was Frank Castle as the Ghost Rider.
Oh,
and he
had
the Thanos baby, and his flaming skull was inside like a 50s dome helmet. It's pretty awesome. I think we talked about that on another episode.
Yeah. So yeah, Black Widow is fine.
Yeah.
It's stunning and brave.
It is.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. I really,
it's
really
not a
enjoyed
force
it. I've
liked
the character for a long time. I'm glad she got her own movie. I'm glad it's a good movie.
And we forgot to mention this time as well, David Bowie's wife in the 70s tried to do something with Black Widow and Daredevil, and they took a promotional photo, and we'll put it somewhere because I'm like, that's super cool and weird. Did you see Red Sparrow?
No,
what's the girl's name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. And it was like about like Russian secret agents, sleeper agents, and she's all naked and stuff like that. But when I worked at the movie theater, this dude got really mad because he brought his son to see it because he thought it was one of the Hunger Games movies. And next thing you know, like, she's all naked and stuff like that. And this guy got mad at me. And he's like, well, you didn't have the poster anywhere or anything. But as he was saying it to me, I was standing directly next to the poster. And I'm like... Yeah, no, you're right. I'll give you your money back. I'm just like, there was like a lady who came into like Secret Life of Pets 2 and got mad at me because she didn't know it was animated.
What?
Did she think she saw Secret Life of Pets 1?
She did. Yeah.
Wow.
How was that your fault?
Everything is my fault.
They want to do a Daredevil and they want to do a Daredevil Black Widow mashup.
He might be in Spider-Man.
He is. They're thinking. I think they said Charlie Cox is going
to
be because now
that's
they can use him. The non-compete has expired, so the Netflix shows are now allowed to show up.
Yeah.
He should definitely be in
it.
I want someone to do a version. I want like a Robert Rodriguez to do Elektra Lives Again, but done in this to make it look like the comic. Like how he did Sin City.
Cool.
That would be really cool.
Oh, I love the style of Sin City. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Anyway, thank you for watching. Remember, if you want to send us something to get signed and sent back, please include return shipping so we stop getting yelled at and we can afford better outfits.
Yeah.
Call our phone line for the people listening to the podcast feed. Mm-hmm. They're about to hear us listen to some voicemails.
Yes.
Video version. If you want the video version of it, sign up on Patreon, where you just get just the voicemail segment with the video.
Yeah.
Podcast just gets the audio. Mm-hmm. And check out that merch store and everything else.
Yeah.
And have a great day. Have a super fantastic day, guys.
You have
true
the best
believers.
Voicemails, guys.
All right.
Yay.
Yes, Crystal is joining us for voicemails this time.
Hey, guys.
Neuter, are you excited for voicemails?
Yes.
Are you alive? Okay, Newt almost died when we recorded the episode. Okay, let's listen to this. This is the 80s B-movie.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Hi, I would like it if you talked about, I don't know. How about just some random shitty 80s B-movie?
Okay.
All right.
We will try to get to that.
Yeah. Okay. I love random shitty 80s B movies. So
thank
let's
you for that
it.
Call.
They are fantastic.
Okay.
Is this Tony? I heard there was a Tony here.
Yeah. Yes, okay. This is Tony. Hello. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Well, anyways, I'm from Broadway, and we're looking for a guy that has a sharp eye for Batman. We're going to be making a new Broadway play, Batman on Broadway.
Oh, my
so
God.
Can you give us a call back? Thank you.
Well, I'm going to call.
I thought they were going to replace the big Kong animatronic with
you. No, no. Oh, I'm going to be on Batman on Broadway. Uh-huh. Once again, you're going to be jealous that I was in a Batman thing and you weren't. Okay, let's see what this guy has to say.
Hi, Tony. I'm developing fat.
This was the guy from a previous voicemail segment.
Yeah.
The liver disease, which sucks because that means my liver won't fit in the skinny jeans anymore.
It's true.
So he has liver disease.
Gotcha. This is the country guy that keeps calling, right? Or the southern?
This isn't Aldous Dewberry. This is another guy.
That's what you get when you worship the wrong god.
He worshiped the wrong
anyway,
god.
Anyway.
Okay. What god was that?
What'd you do today? I know.
Well, I watched Black Widow and I reviewed it.
But I did. I thought of new songs. Let's see. Tony from Hack the Movie is so gentle and brave. He gives ladies women boners, and they have to do a clitoral waistband tuck.
I give women boners, and they have to get clitoral waistband tucks.
Okay. How long has the telephone been around?
A while.
Okay, a couple hundred years, 100 years. Everyone else knows not to talk so close into it, right?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some cocksuckers just drove through the goddamn parking lot real fast. Oh, well. He'll probably die, too. Not by me. I gotta go. Forget that last part.
Going to forget that last part.
I'd like to forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
Crystal, how are you feeling about the voicemail segment?
Aren't you glad?
Really? I mean, I've watched them, but
being
a
here
part
is so
of it
different.
Is totally different.
It's so different.
I feel nauseous.
Hello, Tony.
Hi.
From Hack the Movies. I have a really important question. When are y'all going to just fucking talk about Godzilla 98?
I do have the shrine.
Yeah. It needs to happen. Oh, and Jurassic Park 3 fucking sucks.
Oh, fuck you.
Over the weekend, we talked about Jurassic Park 3. At the drive-in, we talked
about Jurassic Park 3. Godzilla 98 will probably be done on Castilla.
If we do it, could we do, as Patreon content, shot-for-shot remake of the Come With Me music video?
Sure.
With you as Puff Daddy?
Yes!
Sure.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Someone
I'll
call
play Jimmy Page because I could wear the hairpiece.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I wonder who this person is.
Oh.
Hello, I am one of your fans, and I think that doing a phone call thing is a call-in thing is a big mistake and isn't going to go anywhere. And
this sounds like Jason Goldberg.
It does sound like Jason Goldberg.
I think you should stop doing it, and I think there's certain members of the show that should be on more than others, and I think there's many topics that you guys should talk about that you currently...
I wonder what topics we should be covering on the show that Jason Goldberg
wants
to cover.
That is so weird. What is he like?
Not with the people that should be on instead of you. Please take this seriously. Thank you for your time.
Jason Goldberg told me that Justin Silverman and I need to review all the other Pokemon movies.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So we need to, I don't know.
But he also asked you to take it seriously,
yeah.
So I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this guy sent like 4 voicemails.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
All right, you know what I really hate?
What?
Is these premieres that show up like 24 hours.
You gotta get the word out.
I get all excited, like, oh, they reviewed a new movie. Oh, I can't wait to watch. Oh, 7 o'clock. I work at fucking 7.
I'm sorry.
Kind of inconvenient, Tony.
I'm sorry.
Why are you inconveniencing him?
It's on the internet.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Aww,
it's on the internet. You can watch it literally anytime you want.
Anytime afterwards.
Yeah. You don't have to be in the chat.
He called back.
Oh,
okay.
And another thing, 7:01, you started at 7:01. It says 7 o'clock.
YouTube, I set it for 8,
mm-hmm.
my time, which is probably 7 this time.
Yeah.
When it starts, YouTube adds like an extra minute or two mm-hmm. to get people in.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
It's 7 o'clock, man. It's 7:01. That's so beat. Bye. Love you. Have a great day.
Crystal, he called back.
Oh.
Leslie, but just for today, maybe.
There's one more after this.
Hold on. Here's a question.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's really concerned about not being able to make the premieres because he's working so hard. Yet he has a lot of free time to call us.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is he doing it on the job? Should we find out where he works and maybe contact his supervisor?
Drinking. What? Make me wait a minute and a half for it to start when you already... Ah! Why? Boy, I love you. Have a nice day.
He always complained
about that, didn't he?
Yeah.
At least he loves us and wants us to have a nice day.
That's right.
He does.
A minute and a half is how long it takes me to have sex. So, you could wait it.
Oof.
Part four.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to complain about you premiering the whole deal a day ahead of time. Thought I was going to have to catch when I got off work, but yeah, it doesn't appear until the 21st. Yes! Dang it. Bye. Love you. Have a wonderful time.
Does he realize sometimes you also do like that trailer couple? Like more than 24 hours in advance. Oh, I wonder how he feels about that.
Well,
like when you do it like two or three days before. Yeah.
There's been like Saturdays you put it up for Mondays.
Yeah.
Can you review Community? Thank you, Tony and Newt. Have fun reviewing the thing that I told you to. And hack the movies.
Is that a girl or a young boy?
I sound like a girl.
Yeah,
it sounded like a girl. Well, it sounded like it could be anybody.
Spider-Man
could be anybody under that mask. So that caller could be anyone.
That's true. That was Spider-Man.
It was Spider-Person.
So
and he wants us to review Community.
The show.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
I only saw a few episodes. I never had a problem with it.
I never
sat and watched it.
It's okay.
Maybe one day.
But we don't review TV shows.
We should, though.
But
we could on Patreon.
Yeah.
Anyway. Here's another one, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Tony and friends. This is Steven Surreal.
Hello.
The author of The Destroyer of Worlds.
Oh, the author of Destroyer of Worlds.
And I wanted to say, my goodness, I'm really proud of you guys and all of you guys have accomplished. And, man, your production values are high. Your humor is there. You guys are such great people.
Crystal, stop messaging me.
Sorry.
I was like, send me that. I didn't mean right now while we're doing this.
All right. I said that.
Okay.
Charismatic characters. And that editing, man. Whatever Tony does is amazing. He knows how to make
Jessica.
Those cuts, how to make those, how to.
And
how
sometimes
to keep,
Sean.
Even the reviews with Newt on them under 3 hours, which is a miracle, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I love you guys and I love your story.
Aww.
I didn't think about what to say, so I guess I'll just leave it at that for now.
Well, next time think of something. It's a little less awkward
again,
for everyone.
With more thought out and not in the spur of the moment, but I wanted to say I appreciate you guys. Like, every single one of you are so awesome.
Thank you.
You take care. God bless.
Do you think he meant Johanna in that too, though?
No.
Or like to less 660.
No.
Well, he said and friends. So is it Tony's friends?
Yes.
Are we
like outside of work people, not us?
Yeah.
No. We're not friends.
No, we're business associates.
No, I don't even like you guys.
Tony said he doesn't have friends. He only has interests.
Yes.
That's what I thought. But at least
it's becoming true.
Yeah. But at least it's like from the heart. What's he like?
I remember the last time I made a new friend. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Hey, Tony, Johanna, Crystal, Newt.
You're last.
All you people there chilling. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Well,
today.
I'm tired.
Well, Brian, I want to say that I've been a fan of y'all for a while. Really enjoy the content.
Thank you.
There. Both at Hack the Movies and Castle versus the Pod Monster.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Tony, I'm very sorry that the people in the comments, whenever the videos are shared on the Cinemassacre channel, are so mean to you. You don't deserve that.
Yeah, they
every time I see those comments, I'm like, you guys are mean. Tony's a good guy.
They are
respect
mean.
This dude.
And I am
no,
a good guy.
Don't respect
anyway,
him.
Hope you guys have a good time and have a good day.
Thank you.
We're
going to
have a good time. We're going to have a good time and a great day.
Yeah, that dude had a lot of pregnant pauses.
Newt, I haven't seen my mom in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
She called me, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Aww, yeah. So let's hear what my mom has to say.
Tony.
Oh.
That is your
Tony
mom.
Is your mom.
It really?
That
is
your mom.
That's just like her.
All of a sudden, I'm not Italian, but that's
you know, it's weird that my mom would say, all of a sudden, I'm not Italian, when she's never been Italian. Only my dad was Italian.
What?
What happened to your dad?
You know what I mean. My mom is Irish, German.
Oh, wow.
And a little
you
bit of English.
You are quite a mutt.
But like Pennsylvania Dutch German, so
oh.
I am too.
So we're off the hook for
am
that.
Am I
whole...
like secretly your
well,
sister?
On my mom's side, I'm off the hook for the whole thing that happened in Germany. On my dad's side, has some explaining to do. Anyway, okay, let's go back. Sorry, how dare I interrupt a call from my mother?
I know, yeah, your
so
mother.
Rude.
Tony, Tony, it's your mother. All of a sudden, I'm not Italian, but that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I just want to say how proud I am of you, sweetie.
Aww. Oh, thanks, Mom.
You and Newt. No, he's such a good guy.
He's such
you
a good guy.
Settle down with no. Newt.
Okay.
Oh, he's just
okay.
Settled
like,
down.
Yeah. I think, like, is that legal in Pennsylvania?
I think so. It's weird. My mom so. Is...
advocating for
but my mom
I.
who knows I have a girlfriend that I live with is wanting me to settle down with you.
I assume she always just thought that you that Nikki was a beard.
Well yeah. let's see if she has more to say.
Okay.
I would love to see that. I love you, honey. And I'll make sure that you review my favorite movie, Freddy Got Fingered.
Your mom you know, has good taste in comedies.
Me and my mom used to watch The Tom Green Show, which very influenced me very much. I don't know if she saw Freddy Got Fingered.
Well,
I don't know
clearly
she...
it's her favorite movie.
She must have seen it recently.
Well, no, she saw it. Justin and I, when we hang out, we watch it. We invited your mom over.
Oh.
It's like the day you were like, stay away from my dad's house to me. And I was like, they're adults and they can have adult relationships with Newt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you and I are going to get married, I mean.
It's true.
Yeah, your mom's been hanging out a lot with Newt, and it's a little concerning.
Yeah, she has.
Well, she's making sure he's the right man for me.
I think that's what it is. I think they're
so good with the sausages and the.
Oh.
And the.
Tony likes those sausages.
No. She's still talking about Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh.
And I'll make sure that you review my favorite movie, Freddy Got Fingered. It's so good with the sausages and the umbilical cord biting and I'm just so proud of you, honey.
You're proud of you for
I love you.
Aww.
Your mom sounds a lot like my dad.
Yeah, they sound a little similar. Pretty interesting. Anyway, thank you for the voicemails.
Thank you.
Make
Your
sure to leave us more voicemails. And thanks for listening.
Remember
to
like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page.
Thank you so much. We will talk to you later. Bye.